Hey, this is a dark tangent. Organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the Dark Tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
Okay, I apologize for the lack of slides. My intention was to come equipped with handouts, as is my tradition, but unfortunately nothing worked. So what I've got here is a bit of a brain-damaged brain-damaged Macintosh with some Word stuff on it. I couldn't even manage an LCD for the overhead. This presentation is a refinement of something that I'll post to defcon.org. In some fashion, either I'll make it available by FTP or some HTTP links or something like that soon. I encourage you to ask some questions and make sure that this gets to be somewhat interactive towards the end. I'm going to try and restrict my remarks to 15 or 20 minutes, entertain a few minutes of questions, and then go fall down on the floor. This is part of a larger thread which I have come to call Toilet Training to Maturity. And I'm going to assume, based on what I know of Roscoe, that it will introduce his presentation. Is Roscoe still coming to talk?
Not
Oh, bummer. Well, sigh. I appreciate knowing that. Maybe I can flavor my remarks a little bit in a little more pointed way. This talk is entitled, What to Do Once You Are In. The subtitle is Strategy and Tactics for Dealing with Contexts That Are Not Explicitly Authorized. That is to say, unauthorized contexts are not the only ones that you will find yourself in possession of that can be used to your benefit or exploited. The Mac will cooperate here. Or click buzz, or click buzz. Okay, first a few brief notes from NetLand. There is a hacker book being written. Keep in touch with DT. The first effort is about to come to fruition. We're transcribing some tapes from a series of sessions that have been done at formal official security conferences in the form of transcripts, which will be printed. And my intention is to make those the spearhead of a larger electronic publishing effort. I can't write for the print media anymore. It's too fucking hard. I also, DT indicates that I should take advantage of this to recruit help. I'm also seeking specific experience. I need some specific compromise information. My particular area of interest over the next week or two is healthcare. Keep in touch with DT if you don't know how to find me directly. Or click buzz, or click buzz.
Upgrade.
Really? Okay, this talk is a part of a larger project. And this is essentially intended to be strategy and tactics, an introduction to those things with a brief conclusion. Details are certainly going to follow, and the admission that I have for you is it's much harder than I thought it would be to do something coherent, talking about, for instance, what you would do if you're into a commercial network. There's lots of errors, and things are a little disorganized, and certainly pale. But you should know that it's born of my frustration on two fronts. There's a distinct lack of understanding amongst most of us, even those of us who claim to do this as a living, about how things really work and what various problems, whether they be privacy or technical problems, really mean to all of us. And I think I'd like to have been born 500 years from now so I could read the history of all of this. Last but not least, there continues to be a lack of definitive public information about hacking in general. About the only stuff we seem to see out there publicly available is a bunch of tripe written by journalists who would prefer to seize and prey upon the obvious predisposition that most of the American public has for things like the National Enquirer and the Star, rather than talking to people about how things really work and that sort of thing. What we're about to discuss is applicable to five areas. I sort of tried to organize this in a way that would give you some something to work with. I claim that what I'm about to say is applicable to social engineering, recreational hacking, industrial espionage, revenge, or if you're into it, death and destruction. Sort of a hierarchy there. I don't claim it to be definitive, but nevertheless, that's the way I think about things. This is less technical than I would like, and my invitation is for you to use this to scope your own efforts and maybe improve how it is that you get through your various hacking activities. First of all, a few overview remarks about strategy. Strategy is sort of a high-level collection of goals. In my experience, you use your strategy to direct and implement your philosophy, and I'm going to have specific remarks on each of these topics. Finally, sort of practically speaking, this distills into your wants, you know, what you want, what you don't want, and what you might want if you find something that's attractive. Bottom line is, in terms of strategy, is what constraints are there? You have to start with a fairly high-level picture of what you're up against and run from there, otherwise you find yourself quickly mired in the practicality of not being able to do what you want to do or suffering consequences that you didn't foresee. Secondly, the tactics part, I sort of got four pieces here. Some low-level details which would be appropriate to discuss. The matter of implementing a philosophy, how it is that you take a philosophy that's sort of guiding your strategy and actually implement it. Selecting what will be done, what you'll try, and what you'll avoid. And last but not least, coming up with a set of rules of engagement for yourself. Because I'm assuming that you're going to use your context, your either unauthorized or not specifically authorized context, in some fashion where you will have an adversary of some kind. Okay, let's briefly talk about your overall goals. They're pretty simple, but it's amazing to me how many people don't stop and think about where they're going. Let me give you some examples. For social engineering, you might simply want to get a date. For another kind of social engineering effort, you might want to figure out some way to overcome some deficiency and actually meet somebody special that you can have for the rest of your life if that's what you're interested in. For recreational hacking, it might be that you want to just learn something, learn as much as you can. For sort of an espionage focus, the idea would be to understand that you're probably not learning for learning's sake. You're learning to steal something that's worth some money and trade it off for some other goal. Obviously, revenge is payback, right? quoting some of the more well-written authors in the field, just so you understand my attitude here. Revenge is something that's best served cold and hard. And last but not least, for those of you who are, or at least think you may be into the complete dark side here, as far as examples of death and destruction, you're probably going to be out to kill, maim, or otherwise destroy your enemy. So that's my sort of hierarchy of how we think about the tactics. up the reserve. Yes, indeed. Okay, directing your philosophy. Now, this may sound a little trite to those of you who are, say, older than you'd like to admit, but you really do have to start with what you're about. So the simple question is, who are you? Do you consider yourself to be a citizen of the universe? Are you dedicated to the moral and ethical choices which you've made for your life? Are you dedicated to doing the best job you can? And last but not least, maybe another question, what's your position on breaking the law? Might as well throw some personal comments in here. I break the law all the time. Anybody willing to admit that's right? If nothing else, folks, I make a lot of illegal left turns, not to mention other things. Another sort of directivity remark in terms of philosophy. Where are you going with your life? Is this a hobby? I mean, it's too bad Roscoe didn't come talk to you, because I know that's his attitude. He thinks this is all pretty funny, because in fact he's a professional in his life, and hacking for him is just a fun sort of thing. And there's no way in hell he's going to get sucked into it and have his roof fall in or his life ruined. How many of you heard Steele talk yesterday? Y'all believe that he, if not himself, he certainly employs professional hackers? Yes. Okay, so maybe you want to be a pro. Speaking from the standpoint of somebody that does, say, investigative work or computer consulting or security consulting as a specific subset of that, maybe hacking is just going to be part of your profession. Right? Maybe it won't be an end into itself, but it'll be different than just having it as a hobby, because you have to be serious about it if you're going to be professional. Bottom line here would be a couple of specific examples according to that little hierarchy that I sort of lined out for you. The question that I'm answering here is, why are you going where you are going? Let's take a social engineering example of getting laid. That was intended to raise a laugh. How many of you have satisfying love lives? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, I do, but I recognize the fact that many of us, especially folks that aren't as old as I am, are enormously frustrated in that arena. So I decided to pick that out and play with it, okay? Another example of social engineering that I like to differentiate from that is finding a perfect mate. I'm happily in love and would wish that for everybody who wants it. But it's different than getting laid, isn't it? Maybe for recreational hacking, you're interested in determining how Unix security works as a sort of a mundane goal. For an espionage-oriented activity, maybe you need to buy yourself a new toy, and you've decided that you have the skills to, you know, go out and find some information that's practically saleable to someone who will give you enough money to buy a new toy, whatever that may be. For revenge, the typical thing that one would say about that is, well, you're out to give them a taste of their own medicine, whatever that is. That implies that you take a real cold, hard look at what they did to you to make sure that what you give them back is not too pale and not overkill. And last but not least, let's sort of come right down to the brass tacks here for the nasty end of the spectrum. You know, if you're out to kill, maim, or destroy, you're actually going to murder the bastard or destroy the infrastructure, whatever, bankrupt the company. Constraints. I try and talk about these in the following way. Is this a question about what you will not do? And the answer is no. It's merely a matter of what your price is. Right? That's the real question. How many claim to be morally or ethically pure enough not to have a price? Putting my hand down here, okay. Some of you are sort of saying, well, I sort of do. Well, when I say that the price can be something besides monetary, then maybe you can understand that everybody can be bought. Because in your heart of hearts, you do care about something. All I have to do is find out what that is, and I gotcha. So it's not a question of, you know, what you won't do. It's a question of what your price is. Okay. Another constraint that needs emphasis is what is practical. What is practical to do? A lot of people say, well, I'm just going to be, you know, the ultimate hacker person and become famous for ruining infrastructures. Well, very few that I know of have all of the pieces to make that actually work, be long-term successful and happy at it. I do know some people that are, you know, have died as happy, productive professionals in the field, having spent their lifetime doing that. But I can count, you know, the ones that I know on one hand. So, you know, what's practical in terms of the constraints of your long-term goals? What's accomplishable? Do you want to actually do a wire transfer? Well, that's fine. All I suggest is that you consider your adversaries, for instance, and proceed with due care and focus. Let me give you some examples of some of these constraints. You can sort of get the litany that I'm trying to follow here, right? As far as getting laid goes, in most cases, I would suggest that the common sense dictates that you're concerned about AIDS, for instance, or the amount of money that you have to invest in a professional. For a few $100, you can buy most anything you want, but, you know, it boils down to whether or not you're going to invest in, you know, a cellular modem or, you know, a good time for a night with a pro. Last but not least, for those of you who have battled through this before, at least let me just turn it into a personal statement. I look back on my life, and it's actually turned into a contest about how much shit I'll take. Right? How about finding the perfect mate? This seems to boil down to what you will and won't compromise as a constraint. Right? What would you give and what won't you give to another person to develop an intimate relationship? How about something more practical as far as everybody's concerned? Learning Unix security? Do you want to know how it's supposed to work or how it really does work? Right, that tends to be a constraint. Also, you know, do you really want to simply stumble around discovering well-known bugs, or are you actually interested in learning something about how it is that one comes